Welcome to your five for the day. I once heard a story of a man living over 100 years ago who decided to advance his daughters £1,000 of their inheritance. It was a considerable amount of money in those days. This help brought great joy and relief to the daughters and their families as a result. It was not earned or expected, but it just lifted the weight off life and brought relief. When God steps in and helps us, it has the same effect. Perhaps there is an area in your life today where you need divine intervention. You just need God's help in your situation. Well, you can trust God for it, here and now. God's help can come from unexpected sources. You just never know who God will use and what he will use to bring help and relief to your situation. In the Old Testament book of Isaiah, God declares to us, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." And then he adds, "My ways are not your ways either." We should not dictate to God how and where that help should come from. Sometimes, when we are in a situation, we want to make our problem someone else's problem. We say, "My boss must solve this," or "My husband," or "My wife must solve this," or "My parents must solve this," or "My children must solve this." "My ways are not your ways," says the Lord. When God helps us, he has got our hearts in mind. Sometimes we have preconceived ideas about how God should help and what God should do. We think we know what's best for us. Often people do not want to change, but they do want the problems to go away. Remember, even if things don't work out according to our thinking, God remains able to turn things out for our good. When we find ourselves in difficult situations, it's always comforting we can turn to God for his guidance. But sometimes we turn to him casually, almost as an afterthought. In times when we truly seek out his plan for our lives and put great thought into it, we see things more clearly. It's a process where God teaches us important lessons. If you're struggling and looking for what to do, put some thought into God's promises and he will be there for you. We must be determined that God is our help and not to look to other things. The psalmist writes, "My help is from the Lord." It was a settled matter for him. Remember, God is great. He made heaven and earth. Do you think if he created the universe that your problem or situation is too great for him? So let's look to him with confidence. Know that he is able to handle our concerns and challenges and declare it together, "My help comes from the Lord."